Hello, this is your World Sport from the BBC with me, John Akers. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, fighting breaks out between fans ahead of a Champions League match in Paris. Roberto Mancini says Manchester City won't win a European competition for a decade, and Roger Federer begins the defence of his ATP Tour Finals crown in London. But we'll start with football, where 28 people have been arrested after fighting broke out in central Paris between fans of Paris Saint-Germain and Dinamo Zagreb ahead of their Champions League match later on Tuesday. The Zagreb fans were not allowed to buy tickets for Tuesday's match and were banned from France amid fears of hooliganism. About 100 PSG supporters were turned back from the Croatian border ahead of the corresponding fixture on October the 24th to head off similar problems. Hooliganism has been rife among a section of hardcore PSG supporters since 1985 until a crackdown by the club following the deaths of two supporters in 2006 and 2010. Well, the match itself, after suffering their first defeat in the French League on Saturday, the big spenders of PSG will be hoping to return to winning ways in their Group A encounter at Parc des Princes. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, by the way, will return to the side after serving a suspension. The group leaders Porto only need a draw against Dinamo Kiev to all but book their place in the knockout stages. Elsewhere, ahead of their game against Ajax in the Champions League on Tuesday, the Manchester City manager Roberto Mancini says that City won't win a European competition for a decade. City are bottom of Group D with just a single point and could go out of the competition with defeat on Tuesday at the Etihad.
If we say that we are ready to win a Champions League, this is not true, because we need to improve. Probably there are other teams better than us for this competition, no? Because played every year, Champions League. And we need to improve. We need to improve our team. But now we can think about this, but we should think about the tomorrow's game.
City lost 3-1 to the Dutch champions in Amsterdam last time out, and Mancini's expecting another difficult night.
Ajax play always a fantastic football when they have a top player, when they have a young player, because they learn this for a long time. They play always a good football, and Ajax play every year as a Champions League, also if they have a young team. And for this reason, it's a difficult game.
Another side hoping to make amends for a defeat in the last round of matches are Real Madrid. The 2-1 defeat to Borussia Dortmund resulted in the German Bundesliga side moving a point clear of the Spanish league champions at the top of the group. The Real manager, Jose Mourinho, says his side, though, will be a different proposition at home.
You know, it's a very enjoyable group because it's very difficult. But at the same time, I think every team is under pressure because every defeat makes life difficult. But as you say, we play at our house. We believe we can do good. And I hope tomorrow we have more than the 6 points we have now.
Group B leader Schalke can take a huge step towards qualification for the knockout stages with a victory against Arsenal in Gelsenkirchen. Manager Arsene Wenger says his players will have a point to prove after their 2-0 defeat to the Germans at the Emirates 2 weeks ago.
We didn't create many chances against Schalke. They had not many chances as well, but they had clear-cut chances, and that's what you want, of course, to stop. For us, it is important that we create more than what we do at the moment. Our game was always about that, and we have to worry about doing better what is our style of play, you know, and that's what we want to focus on, to create more chances.
Defeat for Arsenal could see them level on points with Olympiacos should the Greek side beat Montpellier. Arsenal could see them level on points with Olympiacos should the Greek side beat Montpellier. The 7-times European champions AC Milan host the surprise Group C leaders Malaga at the San Siro. AC are 5 points behind Malaga in the table, and manager Massimiliano Allegri hopes his side can end Malaga's unbeaten run.
I think everything is still open for qualification to the knockout stages. So tomorrow it will be a difficult match, and we will have to play at our best, because with Malaga, it's the same team we played against before. They have great technical qualities, so we'll have to play very carefully and cautiously. We must try to play better than we did in Malaga, especially in offensive areas.
Zenit travel to Anderlecht in the other Group C match. There was one match in the English Premier League on Monday. West Bromwich Albion have moved up to fifth in the table after a 2-0 win against Southampton at home. The Nigerian international Peter Odemwingie scored both goals. The result puts more pressure on the Southampton manager Nigel Adkins, with his side rooted to the bottom of the table.
Well, listen, we need to be positive and we need to look forward. You can talk about all the different things that have gone on. The reality is we're bottom of the division. There's a little gap that's now opened up, and we've got to close that as quickly as possible by winning a game of football. We can talk about the injuries we've had. We can talk about the opposition that we've had. But at the end of the day, so every other team in the division will play the games and have the injuries. What you've got to do is deal with them and get on with it.
The Scottish FA chief executive Stuart Regan says they've made the right decision in sacking Craig Levein as Scotland manager. Scotland sit bottom of their World Cup qualifying group with 2 points from four games. Gordon Strachan's the favourite to take over. No manager since Craig Brown has lasted more than 13 competitive games. The International Cycling Union are being sued by a sponsor for what they've called a total loss of confidence in professional cycling by the public. This comes after Lance Armstrong's fall from grace following a doping scandal which resulted in the American being stripped of his seven Tour de France titles. The Australian sportswear firm Skins has taken legal action for over $1 million and criticised the UCI's handling of the affair. Here's the company's chairman, Jamie Fuller.
We've submitted our demand. Our demand has been targeted to three entities, the UCI, Pat McQuaid, who's the current president of the UCI, and Hein Verbruggen, who is the previous president, and he holds the title now of honorary president for life. We've done that action in Switzerland, and we do expect that we will be joined by some other sponsors as we progress. It's way more than just what damage that we have suffered as a brand. It's what's happened to the sport of cycling in general and how people are being turned off in droves.
On to tennis, and after wins for Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray on the opening day of the season-ending ATP Tour Finals in London, Roger Federer begins the defence of his title later. Federer's up against the world number 9, Janko Tipsarevic, who qualified for the 8-man finale in the absence of the injured Rafael Nadal. Federer will obviously start as favourite, but he says the Serbian's not to be underestimated.
We haven't played that often against each other, you know. I think we've only played five times, and so that's maybe like once a year in the last 5 years, if that, so... Don't quite know what to expect, to be quite honest. We did play each other this year on the blue clay in Madrid after he beat Djokovic there, which was a bit of a surprise. But he can bring it, you know. He beat Novak here as well last year. He's got a big game. He's got a big first serve, and he plays aggressive. So I better make sure to get off a good start in the match, and hopefully find my groove and hopefully win the match. But I have a lot of respect for Janko. He's a good player and interesting matchup for a first round.
In horse racing, the Melbourne Cup, the richest prize in Australian sport, went to a relative outsider on Tuesday.
Green Moon is now launched, followed then by Fiorenti, running a big race. Green Moon got the lead with 100 yards left to go. Fiorenti's coming out after him, but Green Moon fleet-footed and is going to win the Melbourne Cup. Green Moon wins it from Fiorenti. Jack Aubrey Flew might have got third from Kalidi.
Those screams in the background were probably Green Moon's owners, who took the $3.8 million prize check with them. There were 100,000 people watching in Melbourne. Finally, some basketball. The four-time NBA champion San Antonio Spurs continued their impressive start to the season with a 101-79 victory against the Indiana Pacers. Reserve Gary Neal was one of five players in double figures with 17 points. Tim Duncan got a double-double with 14 points and 11 rebounds to help guide them to their fourth straight win. It's the best start to the season in the history of the franchise. Just before we go, a reminder of our top story. The Man City manager Roberto Mancini says they won't win a European competition for a decade ahead of their clash in the Champions League with Ajax. Stay with us for further updates throughout the day, but for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.